You'd be hard-pressed to find anybody in America who loves it more than me. And that's one of the first things that struck me, is I couldn't believe how quickly I stopped caring about all the things I normally care so much about. And, you know, even now, it's, what, 3 days later, it seems like more. I don't find myself even thinking about those things for even a second. And that's why the more I thought about this idea that they might start playing games this weekend, the more it bothered me. And I'm really glad that Bud Selig made the decision he made.
So, Mike, tell us, you've talked to a lot of people within baseball today. Can you give us a sense of what the thoughts have been?
Well, I think everybody is grateful that this is the way it worked out. I mean, there were a lot of uneasy people earlier today because, you know, teams had been told, prepare to travel to the next location, to your next destination. And that was not an easy assignment, as you guys know. I mean, the scene I think that probably epitomized it all was the Texas Rangers sitting in their hotel lobby in San Francisco, three buses out front. They didn't know if they were going to take a 13-hour bus ride to Seattle if there was a game, or a 28-hour, 1,800-mile bus ride back to Texas if there were no games. And we had teams that were literally on the bus heading to another city when they were told, don't turn the bus around or might want to reconsider your route. We're not playing. And, I mean, the players I talked to were really upset at the thought that they might be playing baseball tomorrow. And I don't blame them. It just wasn't time yet.
And as you think about baseball, Jason, it is a unique fraternity in that they play 162 together. The traveling party in baseball, they spend so much time together. They are like family. They do, you know, they are a part of your everyday life. And for those guys, I just think it's hard to go out there and chase a ball in this situation. As you said, it just didn't seem right that they would go about doing that kind of business. People say, well, everybody else had to go back to work. Why can't the players go back to work just like I had to? It's not the same, is it?
It's clearly not the same. You know, there'll be a time for the games, and the games can still be part of the healing process, and they're part of this portion of our lives that we use to remove us, to entertain us, to get us through times like this. But that time just wasn't right yet. I mean, I know that time is supposed to heal, but a couple of days was not enough time in this case. This was not one of those episodes in our lives that was a one-day phenomenon. I mean, we've only had the first chapter or two, and there'll be thousands of chapters to go. I mean, all these people with all their sad stories. And, you know, this is going to be a war-type situation, and there's going to be retaliation. This story is going to last and last and last.
You're right.
And players needed to adjust to that as human beings. They weren't ready to play. People weren't ready to watch. They couldn't even get to where they were, the cities where they were supposed to play. It just wasn't a workable situation to start thinking about playing baseball yet.
I'm really glad that the National Football League made the decision it did, because I think the indications we were getting is that had the NFL decided to play, Major League Baseball would be playing tomorrow night.
Yeah, I talked to Bud Selig, and Bud said very firmly that his decision was not dictated by the NFL's decision, but clearly the NFL's thinking was a factor here. I know that Bud and Paul Tagliabue talked repeatedly. Bud even talked to, I think, the NCAA commissioners. He talked to the White House quite a bit. Are there indications that baseball had last night was that the NFL was leaning toward playing, because they were getting the same signals that baseball was getting from the White House, that the White House felt as though it would help the country if they played. But the NFL clearly was pressured by its players not to play. And I think that created a climate where baseball just couldn't have everybody else going in one direction,
right,
as they were heading in a different direction.